It is the Cougars on the home squad, 21, Kermansville, nothing. But Kermansville will come out with the ball in a third down situation.
We all know it's a team game, but Yoder is a pretty big part of this offense. I mean, the other guys have done very, very well, but
yeah.
Yoder makes the wheel go round and round.
Yeah, and somebody asked me earlier how good Northern Bedford was, and right now I would say not as good as this North Star team.
Under center, start the second. Colby Pratt at the 37-yard
line, wow.
Third and 12, and a flag. And they'll bring this one back.
Well, you know, after a 21-0 start, you should get a 10-yard head start on the play, right?
Ball start Kermansville. So that'll go back and make it third and 17. And right now, Kermansville can't make anything happen.
Yeah.
And they can't really get a break at this point.
Yeah.
There's three full quarters to play. By the way, Clearfield tonight is playing, I believe, Bedford at home.
You are correct.
The defense that normally they run for the Cougars is a 4-3, but they vary from that off and on. All right, third and 17 is a 32 for the Tide, their own 32, and it is Hawkins just having a rough time getting outside. One man brought him down, and that was number 56 again, right?
Yep, that was Horner, Mason Horner.
Made a nice tackle, one-on-one tackle.
Yeah, he came from the outside linebacker position that time, and again, nobody was there to put a hand on him, and Hawkins was running to that very spot.
Lost
another yard. It's fourth down.
Fourth and 18 from the Tide 31. They trail. Just starting the second quarter, 21-0. Jack Peoples at his own 20. Back to receive should be Yoder and...
I don't think Yoder's in there. I believe it's...
Dean Neal is one of them. Punt almost blocked. A high punt. It's going to hit right at the 50, then roll back toward the Tide's area. Tide lost a yard where the ball hit, but so the... North Star starts in the Kermansville territory at the 49. Again, they have yet to start in their own territory.
Absolutely, yeah. They are
beautiful night, really beautiful night. I know there was some threat of rain. I didn't hear anything about thunderstorms or lightning, but we don't need any of anything.
Don't need any of that, yeah.
First and 10 for the Cougars as they look to go to on the year 2-0. Tide trying to come even at 1-1, second game of the PIAA high school football season. Yoder is in the shotgun. Yoder on a direct keeper and tries to get outside, and he does maybe lose a yard. Probably should have lost two or three, but just a strong kid and very determined. So that loss might be one of the first places that the Cougars have actually lost yardage.
Yeah, and I think that was the freshman, Jace Dunn, who was holding on for dear life and brought him down in the backfield, and now they are in Cougar territory just over the 50-yard line.
By a football. Second and 11 from midfield. Cougars have the ball. Back to passes. Yoder, a lot of time. My goodness. Now he has to roll out, trying to get away. He does so on the outside on the right, throws upfield, has three receivers, and somehow a leaping catch by number 12, Xavier Scott. He had a defender behind him, and Scott just out-jumped him.
Out-jumped him, and I believe that was Jake Thomas who was behind him and just had his hands on the football, but Scott pulled it down into his possession, and that would have been a big interception there, but not to be.
Ball spotted at the Kermansville 25, first and 10, North Star.
I was just going to say kudos to Yoder to keep that play alive. He had two guys at his toes and another guy coming in after he rolled out.
And to be honest, Tide is getting pressure at times. They just can't wrap him up and get him done. He's that elusive and good.
Right.
First and 10. shotgun formation, man in motion. The pitch, and oh, what a great read by Curbensville. By the Tuck Badgett, Pulaski gets thrown for a loss on the toss to the right side. Best defensive play of the night for the Tide.
Absolutely. They were at the 25. They're back to the 33-yard line. And, Dave, I see the Cougars need a timeout after that play.
We'll be back in 30 seconds.
And after a great defensive play by Thatchick, Cougars take a timeout. 9:17 left to go in the half, and the Cougars still leading 21-0, but it is now second down and 17 for the Cougars.
So far, maybe the best defensive stand of the night for the Tide. But I don't think the Cougars have not been in a second and 17 or anything this long on any down at this point.
They're used to one play first down kind of movement so far.
Yoder in the shotgun as we're ready to resume action. 9:17 to go, second quarter here. Boswell, Pennsylvania, below Johnstown here at North Star High School. Taking a while to get set. A lot of time on the play clock, though. Yoder gets the snap, has a room up the middle. Cuts outside, cuts inside, and goes back up the middle. Should be inside the 25. Still going to be well short of a first down, but now with two downs to play, it's very manageable.
Right, it's third and eight now, and, again, that's you mentioned Yoder's demeanor about being patient. He waits till his guys get the defense where he wants them, and then he finds the hole to run in, and that time it was straight up the middle.
Ball at the 23 of Curbensville. North Star has it, third down and eight. Notice in this stadium here, all the seats are on one side, right below the press box.
Right.
There's no visitor seats across the way. I see the third base and first base dugout over there.
Yeah.
Part of this is a baseball field. And somebody's going to get a 5-yard flag because Curbensville sent three guys across before the snap.
I guess going to be offsides against Curbensville, but
probably a good cadence call by Yoder, the senior.
So that's going to bring up a third down and three.
Third and three from the 18-yard line.
At the 18, double wise to the left, single to the right. One set back to the left of Yoder, and Yoder wants to roll left. He could run it, but he's going to throw.
Oh, what a catch.
And a tip catch by number six for the Cougars. That is Seltzer. John Michael Seltzer. And he actually tipped the ball to himself.
Yeah, he went up high with one hand and got the ball to stop where it could fall down into his arms. And that was a very touch pass by Yoder that time. It's like he was throwing darts in slow motion because he just lobbed it out there and gave his receiver a chance to make the play.
Yeah, you're right. He waits for the receiver to get open, not in so much of a hurry, because he can also dance around and move, so he has that advantage of being able to do that, let the receiver get open. First and goal at the 2 for North Star, up by 21 points right now. And it is a give, and it's a touchdown for Noah Lasky.
So at the 7:05 mark, Noah Lasky with a rushing touchdown of 2 yards, and that will push the score to 27-0 in favor of North Star, with the extra point attempt coming up by Sean Heminger.
So far, Heminger is 3 for 3, and right now he is 4 for 4. 28-0, North Star back in 45 seconds.
And we are back here at Memorial Field in Boswell on the campus of North Star High School, where North Star has just taken a 28-0 lead over the Curbensville Golden Tide.
Kickoff will come to the far left of Kerwinsville. Nice return to near the 40-yard line for the Tide. And that for Kerwinsville was Liam Weiser. Weiser is a sophomore. Best starting position for the Tide at the 39, their own 39.
Yeah, Weiser very quickly up the middle on that play, and he, you know, put Tide in decent position at the 39-yard line.
Rusty, I haven't recorded a turnover for either squad. Am I right?
I think you're correct, yeah.
I formation, Kerwinsville. And it's the second back through Hawkins, and he'll get back just to the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle by number 73 for the Cougars, and that would be Brady Myers. He's just listed at 6'4", 295.
Yeah, and he not only tackled Hawkins, but I think he was riding on the back of the offensive lineman as he had a hold of him. He went through both players to get there. That's just a outstanding play.
Second and 10 tied from their own 39-yard line. They're down four scores. There was half a quarter to play here in the second. And a whistle, and what do we have?
Timeout.
Kerwinsville wants a timeout. We'll just keep it here. Give Ty Alinsky back in the studio a break. But you know, it's just been a grind-out, quick play, terrific offensive output by the Cougars of Northrop. Their defense has played well. Kerwinsville, as of late, playing a little bit better offense. But, again, we don't know, and we don't want to say much, but Kerwinsville may not have a big play offense this year to get back in.
Right.
They can happen. Somebody missed a tackle, and you know, somebody goes 40 yards for a score.
They're
more of a grind out team.
Right.
They're more of going to be a grind out at this point of the season.
Yeah, it's you know, there's none of those big playbacks that can break tackles from the other team, it seems, and the Tide just have to get as small as you can when you're running and try to get by people.
Each team has two timeouts remaining here in the half. Kerwinsville is second and 10 at its own 39. They have yet to cross into Cougar territory here in the first 18 minutes. Again, the I formation, double wides to the left as Proud under center. And once the roll tosses out to Hawkins, but great pursuit. And I think that pursuit was made by Mason Horner.
Brought down behind the line of scrimmage.
Mason Horner went and strung him out. I think it was Mason Horner on the left. Really pursued Hawkins. Loss of a yard. Third down and 11. Back at
brought
the Tide 38.
That's just a
good sized young man with some speed getting out to that side there.
And 11 from the 38-yard line.
Horner, one of the small boys up front, 6'1", 215 senior. Third and 11, Kerwinsville at its own 38-yard line. They're not even close to going for it on fourth down yet. And back to pass, rolling to his right is Proud, looking upfield, has a man open, intercepted by Yoder, Casey Yoder. Cuts one way, now cuts back to the middle of the field, 45, still on his feet and down at the 41-yard line.
Number one,
I just
Yoder
mentioned turnovers, and unfortunately the first one is an interception for the Tide.
Yeah, Jake Thomas was the intended receiver, and the ball kind of floated there a little bit.
And Yoder stepped up.
And he stepped in from the safety position and made a great play defensively there.
You know, we all know about the mercy rule.
Number 26.
5 minutes to play in the first half. Good field position here for the Cougars, and they could easily punch it in and have a 35-0 lead and see if that plays out into the second half. Yoder, again from the shotgun, rolling to his right, looking, has room, good run, throws deep, and a man open in the end zone,
and incomplete. But a nice breakup at the last minute by the Tide. Jake Thomas?
It was Jake Thomas that got there and caused the receiver to take his eye off the ball and couldn't pull it in after he juggled the first attempt.
Preston had about 2 yards on the defender, but making up the ground was Thomas, and it was a nice pass. It was right there. Also, Yoder may want to reconsider. He probably had 10, 12 yards of open field.
Yeah, he could have run if he wanted to, but he really liked that 41-yard touchdown pass play there, I think.
Second and 10. And there's Yoder on a keeper. There's a flag down near the 40.
False number, but we do have a flag on the play.
It's procedure.
False start, yeah.
Against the Cougars.
Yep, that's going to back them up 5 yards.
But they're such a big play offense.
Start on the offense.
You can't let up because second and whatever.
Yeah, 15. You can't get real excited about them not getting that because they've rattled off several big plays so far in this game.
They're second and 15.
Cougars will have a second and 15 from 46-yard line.
I mean, that's just, they have 3 plays out of the 4 left. If they want to use the 4th, they just need 5 yards to play.
Yeah.
Right? And that might seem like a lot to people, but not with this offense right now. Double wides to the right, single to the left for the Cougars. Shotgun Yoder, looking like he wanted to do a quarterback draw, rolls out, and he throws upfield. Yeah, man wide open at the 27,
I believe. And is that Colson? Is that Ace Colson with the catch? And forget the 5 yards down.
They got a bunch there.
Yeah, because they just went all the way down to the 20-yard line.
And out of bounds stops the clock at 4:17. The Cougars do have 2 timeouts left in the half. By the way, folks, stick around. We have a North Star and the Kerwinsville bands coming up. North Star, somewhat of a small band. You counted 17 musicians,
I think there might be 16. I think they have 2 drum majors. I think they have 16 musicians.
Back to pass. Out in a flat at the 10, at the 5, and into the end zone. And that is a touchdown. Gavin Nicholson for 20-yard touchdown catch.
Yeah, he just caught the ball about the 10-yard line, turned upfield, and no one able to bring him down. And that has been the Achilles heel of the Tide in the first 2 weeks of this season, unable to tackle. So Heminger in for the extra point again. It is up and good. With 3:59 left to go in this first half, it is Cougars 35 and Kerwinsville nothing.
45 seconds.
We'll be back. We're back here at North Star High School. 35-0 in favor of the Cougars, and set to kick off, Walter Regetta.
Regetta kick to the 15-yard line, cutting to the 20, 25, up the gut. And not a bad return for the Tide as Mason Lash on the return for the Tide. So
in a game and a half,
North Star has scored 83 points, 48-14 over West Branch last Friday. And they have a 35-0 halftime lead here against the Tide.
Yeah, it's and it's been the case of let's do whatever we want. You know, Yoder's had a lot of opportunities to do different things, and he's had the time to do the good things.
At the 34 of their own, Kerwinsville, first down, back to roll, passing to the left, incomplete. Intended for sophomore Jake Thomas, as
14,
crowd
Thomas
rolled to his left.
Down,
second and 10.
That one a little bit behind Thomas as he tried to reach over his left shoulder to pull it in, but it sailed to the ground. No harm done.
The way this game is going right now, we're going to have to dig deep into our North Star roster.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not going to rest their first team in the third quarter. They will, if Kerbinville doesn't score and this remains the same, the mercy rule will start at the beginning
right.
of the second half. Under center is quarterback junior Colby Proud. In motion is Lash. The pitch to Lash on the left side. Breaks the tackle outside. Almost able to turn the corner, but maybe gains a yard or just back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Looked like he had a little bit of room, but Colson does a good job with the shoestring tackle. Just drops Lash right there at the line of scrimmage.
He did break a tackle in the back
yep.
for the sophomore. And he will just get back to the line of scrimmage is where the spot is. Third down and 10 tied. Two timeouts remaining in the first half as they are at their own 34. And they've only been into North Star territory once by a football, correct?
Yeah, by the nose of the football.
Right over the midfield stripe. A football inside the Cougar territory. Proud tried
to be. We have a flag on the play.
Proud got the Cougars to move.
No, I think Tuck Thatchick.
Did he move first?
Moved first, so we'll see how that goes.
Ball start on
yeah.
the offense.
I'm trying.
You? You were trying. I think Tuck got a little anxious because we might have been going to him there.
Going to side, third and 15 from the 29.
Again, stick around for halftime as we'll have some music. Both high school bands. Third and 15. Proud pass is wobbly and a little bit short for Mason Lash. Just didn't get a good grip on it or whatever.
And Lash would have been about 2 or 3 yards short of the we got a personal foul being called out.
That should be a first down for the Tide at the 2:25 mark.
See if it's in the back. Going to march that off from the line of scrimmage, so that's going to be a...
That should make a first down right at the 44. And they're going to move the chains as they
yep.
should. Ball now at the Tide 44.
Tide, first down.
The clock has stopped on the penalty with 2:25 to play here in the third quarter or second quarter. Kerbinville will send out wide Jack's people to the right. Under center is Pratt. And the fake pitch and then the handoff.
There's a face
another
mask,
flag.
Too. Yeah.
Ball carrier was
Hawkins.
And
we have a flag on the play.
So there should be another penalty against the
Cougars. We'll see if it's a
personal foul.
Personal foul.
Yep.
Face mask.
Well, that looks like. I think it's a 15 yarder. Because I know sometimes they have
five. I think so, yeah. That,
tens
one,
or
that one's going to march him into Cougar territory for sure.
Well, two plays in a row, Kerbinville has picked up 30 yards on penalties.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they are now in the deepest part of North Star's territory at the Cougars 39. They have time to score.
First and 10.
They still have two timeouts left.
Yard line.
First and 10 tied. And what do we have?
Timeout.
We have a timeout.
Timeout
North
Cougars.
Star. We'll take a timeout with North Star. It's 35-0. Cougars back in 30 seconds.
We're back here at North Star High School, Memorial Field in Boswell, where the Golden Tide with a tough first half, or trailing 35-0 over North Star, but now they are at the 39-yard line of the Cougars, and it is first down with plenty of time to score.
And it would be great if the Tide could put some points on the board. And right up the gut for Kerwinsville, that is Timmy Gustafson, and not a whole lot there.
And off to Gustafson up the middle.
Maybe a yard, maybe a half yard, or nothing.
Down.
Let's see where they put the ball.
They gave him a yard or so.
About a yard. Second down in a long nine. Okay, well, Kerwinsville has those two timeouts left. They are taking their time getting plays in. Well, they have plenty of time on the play clock.
Yep.
They're still in the huddle with 23 on the play clock, and the clock is ticking down. Ball is on the near hash mark. Kerwinsville going left to right here at North Star. First ever meeting between these two schools, at least in football that we know of. And it's there goes Hawkins on the outside. Gets stopped short of the 30. One of his best runs of the evening. And it will be a third down and two.
Looks like about two. And that was a nice job of making a way for Hawkins to run that time as he went over the left side. And
I need to hurry up getting their plays in.
Yeah. And they are running them in from the sideline, which takes a little bit of time.
And they huddle pretty far back. So the play clock is at 18. The game clock is now under 32 seconds and counting. Under 30. This is a long time getting this play in here. And it's a straight ahead. But I don't think they haven't blown the whistle yet. Maybe it will be a first down.
They're going to have to little push there.
Well, the official wanted the clock to stop. Probably should
have
put
a...
And Kerwinsville calls a timeout.
We'll
keep it here. But it looks like they could have blown or stopped the clock at about 19 seconds. Kerwinsville does get the first down.
Get the first down at the 29-yard line.
29-yard line of the North Star Cougars. They have 16.8 to play. Now the clock says they're out of timeout. It had two. Now it says zero. We'll see if that is right.
I thought they should still have one, too, because North Star called
the one.
So it will be first and 10, Kerwinsville, when they break out of the timeout across the way, their huddle.
It's kind of tough to run plays, though, when you're this far away from the end zone with only 16 seconds left. Look for Proud to try to put it in the air.
This is WOKW FM 1029, Kerwinsville, Clearfield, and LaJosse. As we came through LaJosse.
Been there, yeah. We'll be there again.
Okay, we're set to go. Play clock is now starting. Game clock won't start until the snap. Back to pass. Proud throws and
takes
off.
Yeah.
Got away from it to 10. That's Yoder again, his second INT. He had some room out in front of him, and he dives for it. Great return, but I think if Yoder would have just sprinted instead of trying to dance around, am I talking about? He's a terrific athlete. But I think he'd have got a bigger return, but.
I'm not sure that he was definitely looking for a bigger return as much as he was looking to just not get hit hard. And he knew where the defenders were, and there just was too many to squeeze through at the end.
Second interception of the half for Yoder. That's two turnovers for the Tide. North Star, I don't know if they'll just kneel this down with 3.8 to go. And a 35-0 lead.
Yeah, it looked like they're in the victory formation, and it would be the polite thing to do.
Yes, it is. Very nice.
And with 3 seconds
head coach
left,
Shane Smith. So
that puts us into halftime.
Rusty,
score,
basically, there's no sense
35.
Beating around the bush. It's been all North Star.
Absolutely, and they've been able to do anything they wanted right now, and mostly it's because of those senior. They have 14 seniors on the team, 15 seniors, something like that, and they just have really gone their way with this game. They've done everything that they've wanted to do so far.
Back in 2 minutes with the Curbansville Golden Tide marching band.